This is the Shap of the Week, a Westlake Nation podcast powered by Number 9 Productions and the Westlake Shap Club.
Oh, man, what a catch here at the 20, 10, 5, touchdown.
And brought to you by Austex Fence and Deck, Covert Auto Group,
Ferguson Home,
Cat Creek Burger Company, Independence Title,
M. Robinson Fine Jewelry,
Prime Bank, St. David's, South Austin, Raisin Cane's Chicken Fingers, and the Steam Team. And now, here's Joe Taylor with another episode of Shap of the Week.
Visiting with our Shap of the Week this time around, we go back to the defensive backfield, and it's senior defensive back Ben Cabot, who has quietly assumed the role of one of the most important defensive positions in what is a very talented defense. But we go back to Atascocita, Thompson Bennett, you know, kind of the lone returning senior on this defensive backfield, the guy that was going to lead everything and run everything, all of a sudden gets sidelined with a horrific issue with his leg. I saw some of the pictures. They're gnarly. I'm sure you saw it live. But you have quietly stepped in, and I'll be honest with you, man, it's almost like you've been doing the job of a backup quarterback. Can you tell us what your life is like over the last several weeks? Have you stepped into that big leadership role?
Man, you know, a lot really hasn't changed. We just kind of have that next man up mentality. Still going to work with all the guys and everything, but not much has changed.
And I wanted to ask you about the last couple of games, because against Aikens and against Austin High, you've kind of gotten a front row seat to some success for some guys who have been in the position that you were in at the start of the season. You're there, but you're one injury away. Take us through how that mentality has helped you.
It's been great to see. It's kind of a all hands on deck type of thing, especially with the defense. Everyone's contributing, and man, I just feel like we're really gelling right now. It's the improvement. I mean, it's been very noticeable. I love seeing it. It's been so great to watch.
I think it's a work in progress is always a thing to be. And I think one of the caveats of that point is if all of us are working to get better every single day and we're looking to get better every single rep, then you have no choice but to grow up as the season goes along. And you start hearing about teams like, you know, CE King out in Houston, and you start seeing guys starting to play really, really well in other programs. At this point of the season, you're locking in to what type of team you want to be, not the type of team you were on August 29th. Tell us what the main difference is from the guys that stepped on the field in Belton against Prosper to the guys that are going to step on the field on Friday against Bowie.
I would say mindset, really. I think, you know, early season struggles are, you know, they happen with everyone, but I would say mindset and the mentality we have going into every week, it's changed greatly.
The thing that I've noticed, and I know that the coaching staff has noticed, is the difference in how you communicate. What I loved about some of the things that you've been able to do and some of the things that we've heard, pre-snap communication on the defensive side of the ball, where the information is running through you to the front of the defense and then from the front to the back. That is a role as free safety. I love to know where you see the communication, where it was and where it is now that you've had the opportunity to get a whole lot of reps over the last month.
We're all on the same page communication wise, and it's been really cool to see. As you said, it kind of is the quarterback of defense, but we're all communicating well, and that secondary, that back half of that defense, man, it's real special.
I like the idea of guys that can play multiple roles so good defensively that you can move somebody like Rhett Henry, who plays in the defensive backfield but can move down to linebacker. The most recent example is a guy like Leo Lowen, who his junior year started at corner and then migrated his way to the middle of the field. There's something about being undersized but being overly smart. And we've been spoiled at Westlake for a few years, having just giant people, guys that have clearly Division I size and talent. But the guys that we're seeing on this defense are more like Westlake teams have been, where they may not be the biggest, they may not be the strongest, they may not be the fastest, but they are definitely the smartest. And it's that anticipation. So you got guys like Rhett Henry, who I know is a guy that all of y'all look to as, you see what happens when you know what you're doing? That knowledge of assignment, take us through how important that is.
It's the most important thing. I think just dating back to 7-on-7 during the summer, I think that helped a lot of us. I know most of us were playing different positions all over the field. That's helped us greatly. I mean, you see a lot of guys, Brian, Rhett, playing multiple positions, and I'm confident every single one of us on defense can play.
We talk about Westlake's opponents all the time. Bowie will be no different. There's one or two guys, and then there's everybody else. But let me just run through the depth that I've seen. You have Thompson Bennett, yourself, Rhett Henry. You have Colton Fuhr. You have Wiley Nichols, Brian Zhang, Weston Kane, Tate Lung, and now you've got Carson Buchanan. There's nine guys right there. None of them play on the defensive line. So you've got nine guys in a position where only really seven can exist. That's a rotation of people outside of Weston's injury that you're looking at as being able to come in and play linebacker at any moment or play free safety at any moment. I don't know if depth is the right word. It's more rotation. You will play, and you will play in certain spots, and those certain spots have opportunities built in. Is that what you see? I don't see it as depth. I see it as, man, look at all these guys we can play. That might be the same thing. I think you know what I mean by that, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, everyone's contributing. It's depth's a great word, but I think it's contribution for sure. It's really special to see.
I like that it is such a team-oriented position room, and I'm interested what goes on in that room. When you guys are breaking down film, Baylor is a great guy because he's been you. I also know that Coach Salazar is great in those film rooms because he's been you. How vital is that to have guys that have played your position be the one kind of walking you through things as a defensive back?
Oh, it's everything. I mean, they see everything we see. I mean, on the field, coaching staff is special here. Real, real, real special.
And I think it starts with their ability to trust you. You know, we've talked about that with Coach Jones, the four ways of trust. Walk us through that four ways of trust, because to me, I think that when injuries happen, it's not if, it's when in football. You have to come up with a way to trust the next person, trust the guy in the rotation, trust the person in front of you, trust the person behind you, trust the person next to you. But also it comes with the trust of the coaches. Can you elaborate on that?
I mean, first of all, you know, like we always say here, knowledge of assignment, really the physicality and mentality as well that you play with plays a huge role into that coach's trust. You got to practice like you play. That's how you see the field.
And I think competition is big in practice. I know on Mondays, y'all get after it. Offense is ones against y'all. What are some of the things that you see from that competition?
It's fun. I see a defense working. I see a defense hustling to the ball every single play, every single rep. Even, you know, when competition takes place in the back end of practice, you know, we're still working, still running to the ball. It really feels like the beginning of practice the way we're playing.
The senior class, 70 of you, walked out on that field against what I know was a lot of mixed feelings, because you're not done, but it is that reminder that time is of the essence. And we talked about this with one of our shafts of the week. Time is such a big looming aspect of your senior season. A lot of people truly don't understand, but for football players, it's over. Unless you play college or pro, the idea of something that you have done for the majority of your life comes to a screeching halt. It's tough, but I also think if you know about it and you're aware of it and you're being reminded of it, it becomes something you seize and not something you fear. Is that the mentality y'all have?
100%. I mean, a lot of us know, you know, it's one final ride. You know, we all have the end goal in mind, and we're really cherishing these moments every single practice and game we play.
He's Ben Cabot. Not only is he a starting defensive back, a free safety, he's also first team all voice. My dude, I'm under the weather and you have a voice that's lower than mine. There's always that kind of personal goal that's out there. And I know that you had expectations of what your role was going to be when the season started. And now those expectations have kind of shifted. And now as Thompson gets healthy, you are now in a very unique situation because you could be that other guy. That guy that comes into games watching the Dallas Cowboys Netflix series. And I was reminded that the hero from that 1995 Super Bowl was a guy named Larry Brown, who you never really heard about until he had two interceptions in the Super Bowl. I often feel like in big games, in big moments, we often hear from people that we don't hear from. You know, you have been a starter for the better part of the last month with injury, but I will say this, outside of saying your name when you make a tackle, the fact that we are not saying your name is almost a good thing. It's kind of like we don't mention the long snapper unless something bad happens. That's why I'm interested in what Coach Salazar and what Coach Jones and Coach Mullins always talk about with you. It's, hey, you're never going to notice the guy that's doing his job, because the guy in front of him that he's replacing always did his job. So you never really noticed him either, because he was always doing his job. What's your response to that? Being able to come in and kind of be in that silent guy that just does his job, and the results are what the results are.
always been the same response for me. I'm just trying to see the field any way I can, any way I can help this team. That's kind of my end goal in mind. So I'm working on special teams, any way I can get on the field and help the football team win.
I will tell you what the coaches say about you. He's quiet. He's noisy when he needs to be, but he's always on time. He's never late. He's dependable. He's a guy that we trust. He's going to be the dude that's going to be ready. He's going to be the dude telling everybody else to be ready. And I will tell you that your coaches say that you cannot value a player's attitude and play more than a guy that is willing to always be on time and to always do his job to the best of his ability. We talk about good players. We talk about attack team guys. It's you guys that are kind of right in the middle that are one step away from probably being all district level players. And let's face it, Ben, any other program in this district and probably any other program in the state, you're most likely a starter. And I think a lot of people truly don't understand how important guys like you are. Are you aware of how important guys like you are now that you've heard that from the coaches?
Outside of my situation, I see it all the time. I mean, like we said with the linebackers, you know, we've had the linemen step up. O-line's been huge with a couple of injuries. Whole team's really important, but those glue guys really, really step up. You're very aware of them when they see the field.
Let's talk about legacy, because in the defensive back room, that's a big deal. Guys like Luke Aaron, Judson Crockett. Positions you play that were played by other people. And I think as you look back this week, I know you've watched some film. What do you see when you see guys that played this position 5-10 years ago, or even last year? What do you see on tape? What are the similarities that you see between those guys and yourself?
Hustle, number one. The mindset that those guys play with. I mean, we watched some Luke Aaron film, and that guy, he knows he's making every tackle. That's the mindset he has on every single play. No matter what, he's always in there. And I feel like I bring that to the table for this team. I'm always going to put in 100% and hustle, man. That's everything. That's where it starts.
Those things don't need talent. They don't need weights. They don't need pounds of muscle. They just need to do it. And I think that's a big part of why y'all have been successful this season and why each game you start seeing guys getting better. Will Markey on the offensive side, who had an opportunity to start. You look at guys like Logan Lardy, who made a name for themselves. You know, in that defensive side of the ball, there's some characters, right? And you have some leaders, some captains on that side of the ball. But who are some of the guys that just bring some levity to that side of the ball? Is it in the defensive back room? Is it in the linebacker room? Who are some of the guys that make practice in the games really fun?
I could name you guys on every single level of the defense. Defensive line, Austin Knapp's a huge one. We all love Knapp. Great, great leader. Very vocal out there. Love him. Linebackers, Brian's always loud. Tate's really fun to play on the field with. And man, I love all my DBs.
Your connection with Wiley and your connection with Thompson, there's a lot there where all of you have kind of grown up in the room together. And I often look at that as more special than anything else, because it's the relationships that you're building right now that are the important part. If you listen to all guys that come back, those captains that came back, I'm sure that was a huge scene for y'all. But all of them said kind of the same thing. We had a couple of them on, you know, they joined the broadcast. But the main theme of that was, man, this makes me miss my guys. We talk about brotherhood and it's all kind of, you know, this rah-rah speech. But I think here it means something. Can you put it into words?
Family, I would say. Whole team, whole group, it's always felt like family to me. So it's more than a football team for sure.
Final thought with Ben Cabot, our Chef of the Week. Ben, there's ways that you get ready to play. And I know that at the start of the season, you kind of had to rev yourself up as the game went on for your opportunity. Now you've had the opportunity and you've mastered that part of this portion of the season where you've had to deal with adversity and advance as a starter and an on-field leader. But how do you get ready for a game? How does Ben Cabot get ready to take the field?
I keep to myself for the most part, pretty reserved, you know, put in my AirPods, listen to my music, just kind of stay mentally locked in for the most part. That's the biggest thing for me.
What's the music that kind of gets you locked in?
Gotta go with some like grunge, alternative rock, 90s, early 2000s.
Listen to you, right in my wheelhouse. If there's a tune, and I've already been shocked because Alice in Chains came up a couple of weeks ago with Lawson Grimes and he blew my mind. You say 90s grunge, is that, what is that for you?
A lot of Chris Cornell.
Really?
A lot of Chris Cornell.
That's fantastic. This generation of players are starting to understand just how that type of music, you're talking about a time that was not punk, that was not rock, that was not soul, but you're also talking about a time where they had a message. You know, those artists had a message that they wanted to get out. If you had a message that you wanted to get out, what has Ben Cabot's message for this 2025 football team?
Keep grinding. You know, we all have the end goal in mind, and keep that smile on your face every single day and cherish these practices. You know, time's running out.
Time is indeed running out. Well, that is our time. He's Ben Cabot, our Shop of the Week. Thanks so much for doing this.
Awesome. It's been a pleasure. Thank you.
You've been listening to the Shop of the Week, a Westlake Nation podcast. Thanks for listening. Follow Westlake Nation podcast wherever you get your podcasts. This is Westlake Nation.